Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, oh, he came back in the right way. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us now, as he will every Wednesday at 3 o'clock, Larry Anderson. L.A., so glad to have you back.
Thank you.
How's it feel to be back?
Welcome back, brother.
Yeah, welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels great.
Yeah?
It feels great. I'm, trying to get stuff taken care of and getting back in the booth, getting back in the swing of things. It's not like riding a bike like I thought. I got in there and I was like, what the heck am I supposed to do now?
Riding a bike is hard. You know, I don't know why people say
it.
It's
very hard.
Yeah.
I got to admit, man, I was wondering how long you was going to milk this thing and... I'm like, seriously,
I'm
man.
Almost on the verge of calling and saying, I'm going to need another home standoff.
Well,
it was 80 degrees down there, okay?
Yeah. Right. You weren't, exactly, like the weather was much better down there.
Exactly.
You know how I knew you were really back? I was listening to a game on Monday night, and you not letting go that Taiwan Walker walked a guy that was hitting 114. I was like, oh, L.A.'s back, man. He's back.
Oh. It was, well, I thought, I can't remember if it was the first hitter or the second hitter. I know I got on the umpire.
Yep.
And that's when everybody's like, oh, yeah, things haven't changed.
Yeah, we missed you, man. Yes, sir. Well, good to be back. Good to have you back, brother.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Good to be back.
Yes. So I guess this is our first time of talking to you, and the Phil's sitting at, what, 10-7. You know, what do you feel about what you've seen so far out of the team this year?
I don't know what the word is, hesitant as to what's going on. It just, something doesn't seem right to me. And I don't know if it's just because we're not swinging the bats that well, or I don't think we are. And then, you know, some letdowns in the bullpen, some letdowns in the road. I don't know. Things just didn't seem right. And it's early, and that's the only thing I say. Like, you know what? Like, and yesterday, the weather was just brutal. I think the big thing about it is, like, some of the guys struggle with Marshy, Bohm, those guys. I mean, it's the middle of April, so there's only 5.5 months left to get out of it. So I'm not real concerned there. I mean, guys go through these slumps, and, you know, we talked to JT after the game last night, and the veteran guys, and, you know, we go around, we talk to them, we've all been there, pick your head up, and but they're all receptive to it, you know, but it's tough when you're going through it. It's like a woe is me. Like, what have I got to do? I'm, you know, sometimes I hit the ball hard. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I hit in double pitches. And everybody's gone through struggles. You know, anybody that's played sports has gone, well, maybe not Tony Gwynn, but, you know, others have struggled at the plate. Mm-hmm. And almost every guy, you know, that's put on the uniform has struggled at some point in time. And so it's just a matter, I think, just being patient and trusting your stuff, you know, believing in yourself and then, you know, going from there. But I right now, it's just the offense isn't clicking. It's just, like, trying to find out, is Schwarber going to lead off? Is Turner going to lead off? I think Thompson's trying to figure out what the best recipe is. And it's, you know, when some guys are struggling and you don't have your whole offense there, it's hard to figure out, well, who to put where. Who's, you know, it seems like whoever they were putting behind Harper was struggling.
Mm-hmm.
Or not struggling, was not every time they put him there, they didn't have a good game. It's like he needs some protection. And the way Schwarber swings against left-handers, I'm like, oh, yeah, throw him in there behind Harper. I thought, I never would have thought of it. I really wouldn't have. But I think it was a good idea for, you know, at certain times to back Schwarber behind Harper.
Yeah, I agree. L.A., you mentioned Topper, L.A. Yeah. You know, in the past, he's shown his faith in his players, right? He's given them time to sort of work through things. I think of Casty and how he allowed him to work through last year, putting him out there every day. In years past, whether it was Schwarber, even Trey at times, he would go a while before he's doing anything, I guess, sort of un-Topper-like as far as moving guys around in the lineup. In the past, how do you like the way he's approached this year? He's not waiting very long to at least shake some things up. So how do you like how Topper sort of try to manage this early portion of the season?
I personally like trying to shake things up.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's trying to find the right combo again, but to shake it up, I mean, if when this team is, you know, a lot of the media is saying that, you know, it's the Dodgers, then can't really think of a second place team, and then have Philly's third, but, you know, as far as I don't know, their power rankings or mm-hmm. something like that, and the Phillies are ranked third, and a lot of them, I'm like, what are they basing that? I guess they're basing it on the past, but they're certainly not basing it on this year. I don't think, or they shouldn't be, because if they are, then I don't see how the Phillies are third in there.
Yeah.
You know, and again, it's early,
yep.
and you know, things seem to, you know, oftentimes just even out throughout the year. So, I would much rather be this than like it was last year. Get off to a great start and look like they're going to, you know, win 120 games and then lose out in the first round in the playoffs. I would rather get some of this messiness out of the way early, and then come on late, and
yeah.
Hopefully that'll happen. And again, it's a long season. There's a whole lot of baseball left. So for me to say the team's struggling offensively, they're struggling in different categories. I don't think that's not getting on the team, or it's not getting on Topper.
Yeah.
And I think he's trying to figure things out. It's just,
mm-hmm.
it is what it is. And I think you just have to trust the track record of the guys in the lineup.
Talking to Larry Anderson, will join us every Wednesday at 3:00 for the rest of the year. Let's talk about something good, actually. And mm-hmm. by the way, as much as they're struggling, they're 10-7, so it could be
yep.
worse.
Yep.
Jesus Luzardo, who has been the best pitcher on the Phillies so far this year, at least in terms of performance. What have you seen out of Luzardo so far?
I think a lot of confidence. I think he's one of the big things. I mean, health and confidence. I think the two biggest things for him, he came into camp healthy, wanting to get back to where he was a couple of years ago and getting his health back, and he does. He seems to have it all back, and now it's just, I think from what he did in the spring, he got a lot of confidence. He's a confident kid to start with, I think, or it seems to be. And so to go out and do what he's doing early, I think just boosts that confidence. And when you've got confidence, you can do a lot of things that, you know, maybe people don't expect, or maybe they expect you to, but you haven't done it. But when you got confidence and you trust in yourself, good things happen. And I think that's where he's at right now. He's got put away stuff that's just, I mean, and coming up with the slurve or sweeper this spring has been a big key for him too, a big help to his repertoire. And he goes out there, and I think, you know, the command issues, we haven't really seen any problems with that for the most part. And that's what I like. He's just going out there trying to attack the hitters, and he's got the stuff to do it. Just go right at him.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, a guy who we normally can rely on, Zach Wheeler's had a rough couple of starts, and the one thing that made me a little nervous about after the last start is he repeated over and over that his velocity is not where it was, and he seemed a little worried about it. Have you seen anything out of Wheeler aside from normal Wheeler? He hasn't really looked like himself the last couple of starts.
No, he hasn't, and it's like when something gets a little off, you start searching, and I think mm-hmm. that's where he's at right now. He's kind of searching, like, why? What's going on with this? A lot of times, I think with the losing some velocity, a lot of times it's a matter of a little mechanic adjustment somewhere, some way. And I don't know if he's getting his body out in front a little bit of his arm, and his arm's dragging, he's using more arm. I didn't see a lot of the last time he threw in St. Louis. But watching him before, I mean, it's something that can be just off just a little bit, and it can throw everything off. And I think he's just trying to find that, and I don't have any concerns about him getting back to where we expect him to be and where he expects himself to be. I think it's a couple game hiccup, and I expect him to be back his old self, you know, within a start or two, maybe the next start, just come back. And but the other thing is too, you start getting in your head too, and you start, am I starting to lose it, or, you know, what's going on with my velocity? And then those things roll through our head. We're all human. And so when you start getting, I would say negative thoughts, they creep in, that when things aren't going well, even if it's a couple games, you allow those little negative thoughts to creep in. And that can make things even more of a struggle. I don't think that Zach's there. I think he really trusts in himself, but I think he's searching right now to say, well, why is my velocity down or whatever? And again, it could be something as little as a little slight mechanical fix, but I think it's a matter of going back, looking at the tape, looking at the video of last year, or, you know, earlier on his first couple starts. I just don't have a big concern with him.
Yeah, and if there's a guy who's going to work hard to figure out what's wrong on the Phillies, I think Zach Wheeler ranks pretty close to the top as far as guys that we can be pretty confident in that.
No question.
All right, LA, it's so great to hear your voice. So great to hear your voice on the broadcast, but back with us. So
yes, sir.
Look forward to hearing you tonight and then next week with us. So thanks. Thanks very much, LA.
I look forward to it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. Be well.
There he is, Mr. Larry Anderson. I can imagine it's a little tough to give up the warm weather as well. You know,
Well, again, Punxsutawney Phil, not cooked.
Yes, no, he was right.
He called this.
Yeah.
Still in hoodie season.
Yep.
What did Shapiro say?
Tornado or Josh?
Yeah, tornado.
We didn't get his Josh. Spring forecast.
We didn't do a groundhog game.
You know what? What an easy bit that would look. I'm going to pull back the curtain here. Tornado talking about seeing his groundhog or not seeing his groundhog.
Yeah.
I have done that.
Yeah, somebody call Tornado. Doesn't he have a story? It was me, the groundhog. I grease. You know?
Impromptu, yeah.
Yeah, Roberto Alomar and, you know, something. There had to be some story. All right, it's the one-year anniversary of the WIP Afternoon Show. We are asking for your grades. Grade us and constructive criticism. Kay in North Carolina, you're on WIP. What's up, Kay?
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, Kay.
How are y'all doing today?
What's up, Kay?
Hey. I'm okay. I haven't talked to y'all since my boys became the Super Bowl champ. But you know, because I'm a football caller, as Jack says.
Yeah.
And that's only because we don't get to really hear the baseball games on Odyssey app if you don't live in the city. So
all right.
You get this recording that tells you that you can't hear.
Yep.
But I was just calling, so the grade, I'll start with the grade. I'll give it a solid B.
Okay,
we take that.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'm already mad. Yeah,
what's your biggest issue with the show?
That's me.
Yeah, no, I'll give it a solid B, and I'll give it that B is good because it's entertaining, despite the fact that Spike's takes are ridiculous.
There it
days.
Is. Yeah, I know.
But it's still
coming.
A solid B. He keeps us entertained. He keeps us, on our P's and Q's, so we know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a solid B overall. Individual grades.
Oh boy.
I won't even give an Ike an A.
That's my girl.
Yeah. Nobody else gets an individual grade. I graded on a curve.
Well,
I started
we know what our grade is. If you gave him an A and you gave the show a B, we know what our grade is. Like,
who has a higher grade, me or Spike, Kay?
You do.
That's all Fritz wants. Ooh, boy.
But no, I really like the show. But I really wanted to call in to thank you guys. I don't know if John's going to hear, but how you guys, embrace my mom. So my last day in Philly was February the 10th. The day after we won. Mm. We were up there. Me and my mom was up there. And then, she passed away the next day. But before we left the city, we were listening to the radio station and I was on my way home. She's like, "You're not going to stop at Chickie and Pete? Your friends are there." I'm like, "Mom, no, I'm not going to stop." She's like, "You always stop." And I was like, "Okay, we'll stop." So we stopped. We got to see you guys. And then the next day, she passed away. But, when you have a big Phillies fan like that in your family, at least that Super Bowl was very special to me, this last one, because we got to watch it. We got to come back up to the city the next day, scream "Go Birds" everywhere she went.
Yeah.
And I just want to thank you guys for embracing my mother, especially when, she first got sick and I had to bring her down with me. Every time I came up there, John and Ike were always welcoming to us. So I just want to thank y'all because this is truly a family. We listened every day. So my mom really thought y'all were my friends. I really knew y'all.
Man.
Kay. So I just want to thank y'all.
Yeah, no, listen, thank you for the support. Your mom is a wonderful listener. And obviously both of you two big Philadelphia sports fans. And always find it when people that are from this area that move out of the area and when something from a sports-related event happens here, like the Eagles win the Super Bowl or what have you, people want to come back here and be in the city and be amongst other Eagles fans. I've always appreciated that about the sports fans here. And so having lost my mom a few years ago, I'm trying not to get choked up, Kay?
Me too.
I am touched by that.
It took me 2 months to call. So thank you. I really thank you guys for opening up. She really enjoyed it, especially when she got to meet. She don't know Spike, but she got to take a picture with y'all. So she really enjoyed that moment that y'all had with her. It made her day that one day. So I just wanted to, thank y'all for that. I didn't want to get all emotional.
No, it's okay.
But
yeah.
y'all rock, though. So this is why this is one of the best segments on WIP, the afternoon show, in my opinion, because it was so family oriented and y'all kept it straight.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you, Kay.
Kay.
God bless you and your family.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you. You guys have a good afternoon.
All right,
Go Birds.
Go Birds. I'm actually changing my grade of us to an A. After I heard another person give us a B, I was so, I was like, a B? We deserve an A. So I'm giving us an A with a room for A plus. That's all I'm saying.
That is Spike right there.
Yeah,
that is Spike.
I was like, only a B?
You knew eventually he was not going to appreciate the B.
No, yeah, it's a B. I love you, K, but come on, a B? A B? Really? He's 85? 100? Okay. This is the one-year anniversary of the WIP Afternoon Show, and we're
get used to this. We got another decade.
Yes, yeah. We are taking constructive criticism and your grade, so if you'd like to grade us, 215-592-9494. A guy that I give an F is next. That is Broads Flyers in 50.
Oh, Broads,
yeah,
come
he
on,
gets
man.
An F. He gets an F. I'm giving him an F. Broads is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.